Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Michigan State Football Media Day at Spartan Stadium. We'll talk a lot more about that in Hour 2. And our next guest, probably as big a Michigan State football fan as there is in mid-Michigan, that is Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and drjohnb.com, the master of assessments. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, when I hear Media Day and I hear we're getting close to the beginning of football, whether it's junior league, whatever it might be, but certainly Michigan State, huge fan, and it's going to be fun. I always say between tailgating and friendships and rah rah rah, it's a good time of year.
Well, 9 games this year in the state of Michigan, so not as much opportunity for the famous Braccio road trips. But I'm guessing Northwestern and if Michigan State has something on the line for Iowa and Penn State, I wouldn't be surprised to see you there.
Well, for sure, we'll be at Northwestern. The others, we may. How does that sound?
We'll have to wait and see.
Iowa's a great trip.
Exactly how that goes. But I want to talk to you about something else as Labor Day nears and students begin to return to school, and that is summer assessments and the kinds of things parents can do to make sure their kids have the best chance to succeed. It's something they all want. What's the key from a parent's perspective during the summer?
I think during the summer, you want to try to figure out what happened the last school year, and you want to make sure as much as you can that you keep kids reading, keep their minds active, and really get them ready to begin school. Now, obviously, summer's a time where kids, they enjoy themselves, they go swimming, they play games, they enjoy the wonderful sunshine, particularly this summer. But I believe parents miss the boat if they're not encouraging and having the kids, even if they're just reading things they like to do. Reading is really the key, Jack. So you keep people reading, keep them thinking, keep talking about school. And I even believe with really young kids, you talk about where you're going to college or what type of training are you going to get, what are you interested in. So you really have people thinking all during their early years, and then they'll do it the rest of their life. So I think you get ready for school year. It's coming. Find where weakness, strengths were. And then if you're not sure what to do, make sure you're going to find out who the teacher is, make contact if need be as we start getting closer to school, and really prepare the year in terms of your child having the best possible opportunity to succeed possible. That's really what parents do in the summer as they get ready for the fall, and then the fall's a lot better. And a lot of parents don't do that. I mean,
right.
I understand how parents are tired when June comes, but we do. We never. Their learning is something that never stops.
We know that most kids in K through 12 education by mid-May are ready for something else, ready for a break, and maybe in college it comes a little bit earlier than that, depending on when they start classes. But as students begin the school year, John, how important is it that they are enthusiastic, that they are looking forward to it, that it isn't something they dread?
Well, I believe in life, one of the real milestones in a child's future success potential is that they enjoy school.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the social aspect, but they really enjoy the 3 R's, if you will. You know, to me, reading is always the key. You can get a calculator
right.
If you're not too good at math. If you can't spell, you can get a spell checker, but you can't get someone to read for you.
Right.
So I just believe that we try to be enthusiastic. We try to help a child succeed. As you know, in any, whether it's sports, whether it's life, whatever it is, what we're good at, we often tend to like. So often
right.
Students that like school are very good at it, and those that aren't that much. So it again puts more of a burden on parents for tutoring, Sylvan Learning, you know, Erickson, whatever it might be, working with the kids yourself, with trying to give them every opportunity and ability to succeed, because not everybody has the same skill set.
What about students who maybe the skill set isn't quite where you would like it, but they begin the school year thinking, I don't know if I can do this. I didn't do well last year, and now I've got a couple teachers I don't like, or they don't like me. or maybe there are some kids in class who pick on me all the time. They go into the school year with a list of problems.
Well, I believe a parent in a case like that can talk to the principal, talk to the teacher, and always be encouraging their child to do their best. Till you get to heaven, is my mother's old statement, Jack, you're not going to be fully happy on earth. So part of life is adapting to people. I believe that I don't believe in bullying, but I do believe there's a natural order of things, you know, with kids, within reason, that kids have to adapt to, just like adults do, everyone does in life. So if there's a kid you don't like, you can always try to find a way to get along with them. If there's certain kids you really don't like, you try to stay away from them. If someone's really being abusive, you have to be able to defend yourself. There are just a lot of things that a person has to go through in terms of having success in school. But parents, I really believe, as long as they don't become overly involved, where then they really don't help the child, unless there's some abuse, some horrible thing going on. But if we try to encourage the child, we try to keep open communication, we try to encourage the child to get along with people. You know, part of life is being nice to people too, Jack.
Right.
If you're a negative type person, you're going to have people that don't like you, and they're not going to want to be around you. Then you won't want to be around them, and it becomes a circle. So if you can be, I call it the good guy, you know, if right. you're a girl or a boy, just someone who's trying to be helpful. It's a good way to lead a life.
John, when I was teaching and then having a couple of kids go through the Okemos school system, I got to meet a lot of their friends and meet a lot of kids over the years, and much more often than I would hear students say, you know, my parents are all over me, they won't let me do anything. A much bigger problem was when they said, my parents don't care.
Well, there's no question. I really believe within reason rules are good, and I'll even take my psychologist hat home. In high school, I couldn't answer the phone after 9 because my wife had a whole series of questions, you know, my beloved wife, Nana. Where are you? Who are you with? Where are parents? If ever they wanted to switch the time zone, she thought I was too lax. How does that sound? But she definitely, you know, was very good, and I like to think I was too. But we made a point of knowing who the parents of kids were, making sure that when they went somewhere, there was going to be parental supervision. And I never really cared. You can ask John or Sarah. You know them. I mean, I would call the parents, or my wife would. I want to know who's the parent, who's going to be in charge.
Right.
Because life is tempting enough, but with
right.
children, don't place them in situations where they can be too tempted, if you will.
You can go to the website, drjohnb.com, and you can check out a variety of self-help opportunities there. And is it too late for someone to book an assessment before Labor Day?
Well, I think if somebody calls, it depends. If a person's highly flexible in terms of time and it's something that would really appear to be critical, we can certainly try to do something, Jack. It depends on what it is, what
right,
the circumstances
right.
are. The main thing is to know where you're going, what you want, and in terms of offering the best for your child. And I do, one other thing is, we're talking about this parenting. If you're a parent, you're much better off to work under the theory of, I'd rather be too strict, you know, within reason, mm-hmm. rather than being too lax. Like in the house, you want to know what's in their bedrooms. I mean, in terms of if you have any questions, doubts, and trust is something that's built up. Once you find marijuana, booze, something in a child's room, then don't have them tell you, well, you don't trust me. And my response would be, nope, I don't, and I'm going to keep an eye. Now, that may sound like a funny one, but I have this crazy situation of parents calling me, and they'll say, I don't want to show I've broken my 15-year-old trust, but I found some booze in the room. What do you suggest, Dr. Braccio? I say, confront immediately and say that room is not sacred to them, but it's part of the house and rules will be upheld. Now, how does that sound for
mm-hmm.
a thought, Jack?
Well, it sounds as if there have to be rules, and I think that in any organization or with any individual, if you don't have rules, you have anarchy, and I don't know how many situations are positive in that environment.
And if you want to have good love and respect with your child, you'll have reasonable rules, you'll work with them, you'll be available, and you'll place their needs as much as you can above your own. And boy, that's a hard thing for any of us to do, but it's very important. Kids don't ask to come into the world.
John, we've done it again. We have talked about a topic so long we did not get to this week's quotes, But we will put these in the bank, and we'll deal with these along with some other things. I just thought the assessments, and especially with people returning to school very soon, was a little more important. So we'll get to these quotes of the week next week, double up on that. In the meantime, we'll talk with you Saturday morning on the Jack and Tom Show.
Remember, we're not in heaven yet, so we can't do everything we want, Jack.
There we go.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
John. I appreciate it. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. We are going to talk about the stabbings in Flint, and now 16, Scott, we're up to in Flint. We're going to talk with Matt Helm of the Detroit Free Press, who's been on top of this case, and we're going to get the latest information from him in just a moment after this check of weather and sports.